That's a good way to get me distracted of what I was going to preach.
No, that's been good. The Lord's been real good. And it's kind of funny, coming at the end of the week now, it's kind of hard to find something to preach because everybody's already preached it. And I was thinking on the lines of what Brother Joe was preaching last night about the love of Christ, but I was thinking more on the compassion of Christ, the compassion that he had towards the lost. And in Matthew chapter 10, chapter 9, I'd like to read some verses here. I was wondering, you know, if we love Christ, we'll love the things that he loves. And if we really love him, we'll have the compassion that he had also.
Amen.
And here in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, says here, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Brethren, do we have that same compassion? The compassion he had. You know, he was never in the situation these people were in. He was never in that situation. But he had compassion on them.
Amen.
He saw that the way they were scattered abroad, they had no pastor. They had no one to lead them. They had no one to lead them so that they could follow after. And he was moved with compassion for them. And I have to think, and we were in the same place these people were in. I was thinking what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2. I like preaching the first 9 verses of this chapter, but I'm going to go on with verse 11 now. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. Paul tells us to do something here. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. "Wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcised by them, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." Brethren, he's talking about us. What we were before, Gentiles, in the flesh. We didn't have no hope. We were without God in this world. Can you remember back then when you were without God? Some of the things that you faced, some of the times of loneliness that you faced, looking for something to fill your life. Can you remember back to when you were without Christ? Christ looked upon the multitudes and he had compassion on them. Maybe you work in an office, you know, and there's not very many people. Not too often you get to see the multitudes, but have you ever thought on the way to the office, all the multitudes that are on those highways? I'm sure you've been stuck in traffic jams like I have. You get on that highway and you're in a rush and what do you find? Man, the road's packed. Of course you say, man, I'm glad I'm not on that side that's packed and it stopped bumper to bumper. But then you look up ahead over the hill and you see the cars have all got the brake lights on. And you see there's multitudes in front of you. And you say, man, it's going to be another hour before I get to where I'm going. But have you ever thought to think of all these people? There's a lot of people. A lot of times there's more than one person in each car. And then thinking there's cars on both sides and they're packed. I mean, you're talking bumper to bumper. There's a lot of people you're looking at inside those cars. There's multitude. Have you ever thought on them? How many of those people are going to be driving and they're going to end up in hell before the night's out? Have you ever thought of it? Have you ever thought and looked on them and had compassion? How many of these people are saved? How many of these people are without God right now? Without hope? Without a chance? Christ saw the multitude. He had compassion on them. He saw them as scattered without hope, following this one and that one every which way, not knowing where they were going. And if you ask any religious person today, just about all of them will tell you, well, only God knows where I'll go when I die. Nobody can really know. That's what I was taught all my life until I saw what the Bible had to say.
Amen.
Brethren, can you remember back before you got saved?
Amen.
Can you have compassion on these people?
Amen.
We were in their situation. Christ wasn't, but he had compassion on them. Can't we?
Amen.
Can't we have compassion on them? He says here in verse 37 of Matthew chapter 9, "Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few." Brethren, when we compare it, we're sitting there on that highway and we see all those people out there. We are few in comparison to all them. And just say that one out of every 1,000 cars out there might have a Christian in it. Even then, we are still few. Let's pray. As he says in verse 38, "Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Brethren, we need to pray. We need to pray that he'd send forth more laborers. There is a need for more laborers. There are very few. We are very few in comparison to how many people there are in this town, in this city of San Antonio. We need to pray that the Lord would send forth more. My message is very short tonight, but I hope it's to the point. We need to pray. You know, don't get carried away just praying for everywhere else. But remember, right here in San Antonio, there's a need too. There's a need for more laborers. Pray for here in San Antonio. Pray for there in Lagos. Pray for Roland and Angie there in Puerto Rico. Steve and Chong there in Korea. Amen. And any other missionary that we might support in any other place in the world. Pray for them and pray that the Lord would send more labor. They don't want to come out of us. They can come out of other churches. Amen. Pray that the Lord would send more.
Amen.
Pray that there would be more laborers in the work.
Amen.
Amen.